Okay, we can start.
Okay, we're on the air at 10:02 this morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this special meeting of the Connecticut Board of Firearms Permit Examiners. It's a special meeting for a number of reasons. The main reason today, actually, besides wanting to cut back on the backlog and having additional meetings to make up for times that the board could not have met, we have a new chairperson, and her name is Diane Whitney, and it will be my pleasure to swear her in and transfer the duties as acting chair to a permanent chair. So, Diane, please rise. Okay. Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear that you support the Constitution of the United States of America and the Constitution of Connecticut, and that you will faithfully discharge the duties of the office as a member of the Board of Firearms Permit Examiners, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you. Welcome.
Yay, welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, your meeting.
To begin the meeting, I'd like to read some information about how the meeting will go forward. These hearings are civil administrative proceedings held under the authority of Section 29-32B of the Connecticut General Statutes. Under the statutes, this board is charged with the duty to hear cases, inquiring and determining the facts de novo, and deciding whether those facts would be just and proper cause for the denial or revocation of a permit. It will sometimes happen that the facts and events the issuing authority determined at the time the decision was made justify denial or revocation. But additional facts and circumstances which come to light during the hearing convince the board that it would be fair and just to order the permit issued or reinstated. However, if there is no additional evidence or compelling circumstances that come to light, the board will respect the judgment of the issuing authority. As set out in the statutes, these hearings may be conducted informally, but in a manner that guarantees fundamental fairness and the right of cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and all laws against perjury will apply to those testifying. Please be aware that the board takes perjury seriously and will refer perjury instances to the appropriate authority for full prosecution. In addition, the board may subpoena testimony if necessary. These hearings are public hearings and subject to the Freedom of Information Act. Therefore, none of the information or documents introduced here as evidence may be excluded from the public. Our procedure is as follows. Both parties are permitted to make a brief opening statement explaining the scope of the case and what they intend to show. In its opening statement, the issuing authority should briefly give the reasons for denying or revoking the application or permit. After opening statements, witnesses may be called to testify. After each witness's testimony, the other party may cross-examine the witness. The board may also ask its own questions and reserves the right to question all witnesses at any time or to request testimony by additional witnesses as necessary. After the conclusion of all testimony, each party may make a brief closing statement. The decision of the board is by majority vote of those members present and voting. The burden of proof in these matters is by a preponderance of evidence, and the burden lies with the issuing authority. All tie votes go to the appellant. In addition to hearing the decision of the board today, both parties will be notified of the board's decision by mail within 20 days of today's hearing. As codified by statute and Superior Court rulings, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all applicants. To achieve that confidentiality, the applicants will not be addressed by name or address, but will simply be referred to as appellant. We ask that all witnesses here today do the same and refrain from using the names of any appellants. Again, in compliance with court rulings, the board cannot entertain hearsay evidence or testimony derived solely from erased records, pursuant to General Statute 54-142A. In these matters, testimony to the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation. Finally, please turn off your cell phones or other devices that make noise. If you need to have a conversation, please go out into the hallway. Thank you. I will now call the roll of the board members. Dr. Conrad is not present. Attorney Sinetti?
Here.
Mr. Gray?
Present.
Colonel Overturf?
Here.
Colonel Lewis?
Here.
Chief Rosenzweig?
Here.
Detective Johnson?
Here, ma'am.
And the chair is present. And I will now call the roll call of appellants. This will be by case number, so please be aware of what your case number is, and if you don't know your case number, please come and get it from the desk. Case number 23778D, Bridgeport Police.
The appellant has not checked in.
Case 23-436D, Waterbury.
Yes.
The appellant?
Waterbury has not yet shown up.
Case number 23-614R.
Fisherman Authority.
The appellant has not shown up yet.
Case 23-306D, Waterbury Police also.
Waterbury still is not here, and the appellant has not checked in also.
Case 23-498D, Stonington. Excuse me?
Present.
The appellant, correct?
Appellant?
You're the appellant?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, Stonington has not checked in yet.
Case 23-487R.
Issuing authority.
Yep, the appellant's here.
Both parties
yep.
here?
Mm-hmm.
Case 23-520D, Danbury.
Issuing authority.
Appellant. Thank you. I will now issue the...
One more case.
I missed a case.
No.
Sorry. 23-316D, Danbury. Both parties. I will now swear in anyone who is going to be speaking. So if, other than attorneys, if you're going to be speaking today, please stand.
Every appellant will have to speak.
Are you speaking?
No, go to speak.
Anyone who's going to be speaking needs to be sworn in. Do you solemnly, by your right hand, do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, under penalty of perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. You may be seated.